It is 10:30. Let's begin. Good morning, everyone. Well, those who are here and those who are on Zoom. Good morning. Thank you. We are holding today in Ksuvos Daf Yud Daled. Honestly, as maybe you noticed last week, I was expecting this to be Inyan of the Mashiach, but then the Rav said, the Rosh Kol said, Rosh Beis Midrash said that we're going to have a Ksuvos year. Okay, very good. So Baruch Hashem, I open. It could be, you're right. I mean, yeah. Whoever doesn't know me, I don't know things usually. My head is in the clouds. Baruch Hashem. So, but anyways, I was so happy to see that there's a Shev Shmaitzah on this sugya that I find it to be a very, very nice and interesting Shev Shmaitzah. So this will be primarily our topic of today, the Shev Shmaitzah in Shmaitzah Beis Perek Kaf. And he starts with our Gemara in Ksubis Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. So says the Gemara, Hahua Usva Usato. There was this engaged couple, not engaged, actually, and they come to Rav Yosef, and apparently this lady is pregnant. So now there's a big question about her, about the yichus of her son. She says, the father of this child is actually my betrothed husband or spouse, whatever you call him. Yes, I agree, this indeed is my son, although we should have stayed separated until we got married, but we did not, and indeed, this is my son. So says Rav Yosef, Omar Rav Yosef, why should we have any question about her and the child? First of all, he is Moide, and so in that case, okay, he's a father, that's it, we're done. And also, seemingly, even without his Hoida'ah, we should be making, she would be okay, and also the son will be, because Halacha is like Rabban Gamliel, as we spoke about last week and 2 weeks ago. Father Tavachok is between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabban Gamliel, and Halacha is like Rabban Gamliel that we always believe the woman. So if she says it's from her, it's from this father, so in that case, the child should be okay, she should be okay, because we believe her. So even without his Haidah, everything should be okay. So this is actually what's important for us today. I'll just finish the Gemara. Excuse me. You could actually rely only on Rabban Gamliel without his Hoida. So answer the Gemara. Yes. However, although indeed Halacha is like Rabban Gamliel, but we say Halacha is like Rabban Gamliel, that we believe her only when there is Rav Ksherim. And the majority of people around her in the city or trade, whatever, are ksherim. In this case, since she's already betrothed to this person, every person in the world other than this man is possible for her. So in that case, there is no Rav Ksherim. So in that case, we should not rely on Rabban Gamliel. So says the Gemara, Halacha. The Gemara says, on one hand, Halacha is like Rabban Gamliel, but don't go according to him. How is that possible? You're saying that Halacha is like him and not like him. How does this work? That lechatchila, if a person comes to ask the rabbi, listen, there's this lady that she's pregnant. Should I get married to her? Should I be with her? So lechatchila, you're a Kohen, you're not a Kohen, whatever. Don't get married to her. But now they're already betrothed. They already had the kiddushin between themselves. So in that case, this is like the Eved, and because of that, we will rely on Rabban Gamliel even without the extra roof. Okay, that is the sugya in whole, more or less, in that in Daf Yud Daled. But again, the most important parts here are that we have two reasons why to allow this Arus and Arusoso to stay together. One, because the Arus is saying, yes, this is my son. And the second reason is because Halacha is like Rabban Gamliel, and we believe her. Okay, so now the Shittim Kubetzes in source number 3 is discussing what is the case when the Gemara says we want to rely on Rabban Gamliel, right? Because we have two reasons. We have A, he is Moide, the father, the Arus, and B, even without his Hoida'ah, even without him saying, yes, this is my son, it will be okay for them to stay together because Halacha is like Rabban Gamliel. What is he saying if he's not Moide? So says the Shittim Kubetzes, the Ketav Ramban, וזה לשונו, חד עדה כמוידה, ועוד אחר כבן גמליאל, פירוש, להביא כמקחיש לכמרינן, ואם מקחיש לבריא ובריא, הוא, ושאר נפשיך את חדי איסורה. So, we said, if he's moide, for sure it's fine. If he says, yes, it's my son, it's okay. If he says explicitly, it's not my son, they can't stay together. Because he's saying, no, this is not my child. We weren't together. We're not, we never had a relationship. He can't stay with her. Because Shavei Nafshi Chatichat Yisuma. According to his words, I don't believe you. I think that you committed adultery and you actually betrayed me. You cheated on me. And because of that, I cannot stay with you. So if he's Machishla, in that case, Rabban Gamliel won't work. So what is the case here now? Says the Ramban, El Hachi Kamar, Afilu Leita Kaman, Nami Mehemna. Let's say the husband went on a trip and is going for a very long trip. Now we have a question. Are we going to believe this woman? Is she kosher? Is the son kosher? So says the Ramban, so if he's moide, that's great. But even if he's not moide, meaning he's not here to ask him, so in that case, we will rely on Rabban Gamliel and the child will be okay. So that is the case when he's not moide, right? And because of that, we need to have Rabban Gamliel. But the Rimei Gash says something else. And this is what the Shem Shmaitz is discussing. V'yesh omrim, what is kemoide? Moide means, yes, I was with her, and this is my son. I know for very well that this is our child. I was with her, and this is our child. What is it? What is he saying when he's not kemoide? ויש אומרים, איך הדבר בוודאי שבאתי עליה? אבל אין מי יודע אם הפקירה עצמה לאחר, כמו שהפקירה עצמה לי. כך פרש, הרב יוסף הלוי, בניגש, this is the remigash, meaning he's saying, when he's not moide, what is he saying? We were together, but I'm not sure if this is indeed my son. Listen, we were together, but maybe she was with somebody else. I'm not sure. And in that case, the Gemara says, "Ve'oid, we have another reason to be meiko regarding the son and the woman because of Rabban Gamliel that he says that we believe the woman." So what does the husband say? He says, yes, we're together, but I don't know if this is indeed my son. And asks the Ramban a very good question. If this is the case of not moide, yes, we were together, but I don't know if this is my son. So what is the case of moide? When the Gemara says, yes, this is, we were together, and this is my son, how do you know? How could this arus be certain in the case of Moide? Yes, we were together, and this is my son, how can you know? You were with her now for 9 months, maybe even more time, you were with her all the time, actually not 9 months, you're with her all the time, you're constantly with her, she's with a leash under your hand, you know very well where she is, how could you possibly know? So in the case of Moide, that has to be, says the Ramban, we were together, and I don't know if we're together. But Rimei Gash says, no, Moide means we were together, and I know this is my son. And asks the Ramban, how do you know this thing? This is the question of the Ramban and the Rimei Gash. And the Shev Shmaitasa, the Baal Kesusa Choshen of the Miluim, he wants to answer a question that will explain the Rimei Gash. Is the question of the Rimei Gash clear? Hopefully. Okay. So again, okay, we have a chart here on your right. Sorry for those who are on the Zoom can't see it. So according to Rimei Gash, what is Moide? Seemingly, so he says Moide is that we're together and this is my son. Right? Rimei Gash says Moide is we're together, this is my son. Not Moide is we're together, but not sure that this is my son. Ask the Ramban, how could you be so certain in the case of Moide, this is your son? Were you with her all the time?
So Ramban is not arguing on the merits of Rimei Gash's point. It's just that the Gemara falls apart.
No, he says, how could this possibly be? You're saying Moide. Moide means we're together and we're and I know this based on how do you know?
Right, but the Rimei Gash's point is just to say there's an alternative thing that the guy could say.
Yeah. Also, yeah. Right. Ramban says either you're either here or either not here. If you're saying this is not my son,
Oh my gosh, you're opening up a can of worms, which is going to destroy the Gemara.
Yeah. Not only should destroy the Gemara, I'm just saying that it doesn't make any sense what you're saying. It doesn't make any sense. How could you possibly say, how could you say the words, this is my son? How do you know? That's his question.
Right, no, but it is, the Rimei Gash's point is valid in terms of what a guy could say in order to not contradict her and yet not accept paternity. Right, the Rimei Gash is saying you have another option.
An option to be considered to be moide.
Yeah.
You agree that this is your son.
Right. But you have another way in which you could say, yes, I was with her.
Yeah.
And
it's not, yeah, I hear, okay.
The Rimei Gash's point that a vacuum is correct. The problem is that, the Ramban says, but if you take that and just extend it one step further, then there's no such thing as accepting paternity ever, because you don't actually know.
Yeah, okay, I hear. Okay. But let's say we're simple in my words. That Moide, how can you say Moide is, this is my, we're together and this is my son? How can you say that? That's, he wants to know the Metzius. Yes, let's take it on the most simplest level. So Zadda Shev Shmaitzeh, he could say that this is my son in a certain way, using the idea of Yakir. What is Yakir? The Torah says in Parsha Shoftim, regarding the halachos of Bechora, that the Bechor gets a double portion of the Yerusha, says the Torah. How do you know who the Bechor is? Says the Torah, Kit Bechor ben Asnua Yakir, Latet lo Pishnaim. The father has the right to say, this is my firstborn, and because of that, he deserves to get a double portion of Yerusha. Says the Gemara in Bava Batra, and also in other places in Shas, in source number 5, the Tanya Yakir, Yakire, of Yakir, Neman Adam Lomar Zeh Bni Bechor. וכשם שנאמן אדם לומר זה בני בכור, כך נאמן אדם לומר זה בן גרושה בן חלוצה. So when the father has the right to say Yakir, I can say halachos regarding my son. It's not only regarding Yerusha issues, dinei mominus issues, but it's also regarding Yichus issues. He can say that this is a ben Gerusha, ben Chalutza, and the father has this right, this biblical right of Yakir. Not only in terms of Yerusha, but also in terms of Yuchsin. This is, of course, halacha maisa, both in the halachos of Yerusha, and also in the halachos of Yichus, in source number 6, the halachos of Yerusha. Shlosha nemanim ala b'chol, 3 people have the nemanus, the liability, right? Yeah? Reliability. Yeah, not liability. Credibility, that's a better word, to say that this is indeed the first son, either the Chaya, the woman that was in the midwife, or the mother, Imo, or Aviv. But the Chaya has this credibility only miyad, in the same day of childbirth. Imo, only during the first 7 days of after childbirth. But the father, Aviv Leolam, the father has right for all eternity to say, this is my son, this is not my son, this is my firstborn, or not my firstborn. He could say all these things. He has a special right to speak about the Yichus and the status of his son. Now, on the Yichus, but also if he's Bechor. Also, Ibn Ezer, Eshet Ish, She'omeret al Ubar She'inon Ba'ala, Einam in the first law. A married woman cannot say, this son is not my son. She has no nemanos to pass her son. But the father says Ibn Ezer, Ha'av She'omeret al Ubar She'inon Mimeno, Alecham Benav She'inon Bno, Ne'eman Lefoslo V'umamzer V'aday. The father has the right to determine this son to be a mamzer. Okay, so we see the father has a special din called Yakir. The Shev Shemaitza introduces another kashya before we answer the question about the Rimigash. And this is a Rambam. The Rambam in source number 8. The Rambam says about a person that he was married. So while he was married, he also was with another woman. And this other woman, Nitabra, she is now pregnant. Amar zeu bar mimenihu. ואפילו היא מודה לו, אף על פי שהוא בנו לן ירושה, הרי זה ספק לעניין ייבום. כשם שזה נתימו, כך זה עם האחר. ומאין יודע הדבר שזה בנו ודאי, והרי אין לו חזקה, אלא לעולם ספק הוא, ולהחמיר דנים בו וכל עצת ולא מתאבמת. A person was married, and now he committed adultery, he was with another woman, he could say that the child that this woman is now bearing is his firstborn, and he will have to give this firstborn Yerusha. Okay, but now there's a question. So now you say that you have a son. So does that mean that your wife is now putra from Yibum or Chalitza if you pass away with no other children? Says the Rambam, no. Since it's a Sofek, we cannot believe him in this case. And it's only a Sofek, and she'll have to have Chalitza, not Yibum. And the Rosh in source number 9 asks on the Rambam, Memonavshach. If the father has the right to determine that indeed this son is his son, and he will have also the right to get Yerusha from him, and maybe even a double portion, let's say if he has kids, so in that case he's now taking away things from his Yorshim. Let's say he doesn't have kids. When he's saying this is my son, so now his father can't inherit him, his brothers can't inherit him. He's saying this is my son, he has nemanos, and with this nemanos, he could take away money from other people. No suffix. And although regarding monetary issues, we say you cannot take things when there is a suffix. In this case, he has the way to say, this is my son, we believe him, and because of his words, we take away the money from the other Yorshim. So in that case, why don't we believe him? This is indeed his son, and also his wife will be Pater from Chalitza. That is the question of the Rosh. Bimanafshuch. If we believe him, the Chalutin, entirely, that both this is your son, he will get Yerusha from you, and also this is your son, so your wife is part of from Yibam Mechalitza. If we don't believe you because of Yibam Mechalitza, it's a Sofek, so if it's still a Sofek, how can you take the money away from the Yerushim? That is the question of the Rosh against the Rambam. Okay? So this is another question that the Shmaitzer introduces, and with this he wants to say a big chiddush in the halachos of Yakir. Okay, so now in order to answer the question, the second question on the Rambam, how are you saying that we believe you in the halachos of Yerusha, not in the halachos of Chalitza, either believe everything or believe only, or don't believe at all. Says the Shev Shmaitz in source number 10. I'll explain to you the Rambam. Says the Shev Shemaitza, I wanted copy-paste the halachos of Shav Yanav Shechaticha de Yisura to the halachos of Yakir. The same way that I could say, you know, that this water was actually, before and someone poured inside here, a drop of Yei Nesach. Nobody saw it. Nobody knows nothing. But I decided this actually happened. A person can say for himself, Shav Yanav Shechaticha de Yisura. He can now make for himself new things, and he can believe for himself new things, and he's obligated to go according to these things. Says the Shashvaitzah, that's also the halacha of Yakir. When the father has the right to say things about his son, it's the same way that he has about himself. He could create his own Isurim, like Shavdav Shechatech Isura. The same thing also is regarding Yakir. Now, regarding Shavdav Shechatech Isura, a person that, let's say, hears from another person, he doesn't have to believe this other person, but he decides to believe so, there is Shavanav Shechaticha de Yisura. For example, I brought here in the footnote, Nebuchadnezzar, in Edim Shezinta, his wife allegedly committed adultery. There aren't any Edim saying that his wife committed adultery. So there's no Edim. He doesn't have to. So in that case, they can sit together. Ela Shehi Omer Shezinta. But she's coming and saying that she committed adultery. She has no reliability, no credibility. He doesn't have to believe her. They can carry on staying together. However, so it says the Shulchan Aruch, in the halachos of Ne'manus, she has no credibility. He doesn't have to believe her. So in that case, halachically, they could stay together. But if he decides to believe her, although he doesn't know, he has no idea what she was doing all day long, but since he decides to believe her, so this is similar to, this also invokes the halacha of Shav Nev Shechadich HaDisura, and once he believes her, he has to be Megarasher. Hariz HaChayav Lotzia. Nowadays, can he believe her? There's an interesting Raman, Kufa in Chet, that says that because that today we have Cherem Derbenu Gershom, that he has to willingly divorce his wife. Once he believes her, he actually has to force her to divorce him. So in that case, if he believes her, he's actually violating Cherem Derbenu Gershom. Some posts can say that he cannot believe her today. Interesting. But let me say, back before Cherem Derbenu Gershom, he didn't have to believe his wife, but once he decides to believe her, so in that case, this is like him himself saying that she is Asur on me, Shavadam Shechadicha Deisura. Okay? Says the Shev Shmaitza, if in the halachos of Shav Yanav Shechaticha Deisura, we say that if you believe to somebody else, so you have to go according to it, also in the halachos of Yakir, if you believe somebody else, you have to go according to those words of those other people. For instance, he gives you an example. He says, "Bechem Vav Divra Bit Shmuel Siman Vav." Shulchan Aruch says, "Eshet Kohen Shemar LeBaala Neinasti." So, as we said, a regular person, his wife says to him that I cheated on you. So the halacha is, she has no credibility, and he doesn't have to believe her. Same thing is also regarding an Eshes Koyen that was raped. So she comes and says this Eshes Koyen, Ne'enasti, Muteret LaBaala, V'achar Mata Baala, Osro LaKoyen, She'arei Yodet Shezinta. If he decides not to believe her, they could stay together. But what happens with their children? Now that they're together, are their children chalalim? Says Beis Shmuel, Nireh, Inisit HaKoyen, V'ne'ak Shirim, De'ina Ne'menet, Nifsol B'ne'ah. this woman, her children will be kosher because she has no right, she has no credibility to be posel her children. Says the Beis Shmuel, indeed, if I don't believe this woman that she was raped, so in that case, I can stay with her and also the children will be fine. But once he believes her, although he doesn't really know what happened with her, he didn't witness the oines, but since he believes her, so once he believes her, we still once again invoke the halacha, right? Invoke is the word, right? Yeah? Invoke the halacha of yakir, and the same thing, as we said regarding Shagav Shechadir Nisula. Once I believe her, he has to actually live upon this thing. So also in the case of a yakir, if he believes her that indeed she is now apostle for kehuna, so now his children will become ben gerush, ben chalutza. So it says, so we see from here that when a person believes somebody else, we have here Yakir as well. So says the Shev Shmaitz, and now I could explain the Rambam. Why is it that in the halachas of Yerusha, so this, if a woman comes and says that she was pregnant from this person, why can't he believe her and this child will get Yerusha? Because of the halacha of Yakir. A woman comes and says, I'm pregnant, and I'm pregnant from you. He doesn't know. If she was only with him, she could have been with the entire world. But since he says, you know what, I believe you, so now since he believes her, you have here Yakir. And that's why this boy will get times two. He doesn't really know anything, but he believes her. So that's why you have Yakir. It's Yakir al yedei acher.
That's not a function of Shabbat Anash. That doesn't look like Shabbat.
I agree, but the entire halacha of Yakir says that since I have the halachos concerning me, so I also have the halachos concerning my son.
No, that I understand. I'm just saying it's not copy-paste.
It's copy-paste meaning that a person has the right to determine his own halachos. He also has the right to determine the halachos of his son. That is, as a words that I heard from a rabbi in Bnei Brak, Rav Mordechai Purim Zilverberg, he said that the definition is, he's a dayan of his son. Shana Shechadir Nisula says that I could write my own textbook, my own halacha book, I could also write my own halacha book for my son.
Right, but Shavya draws a border around that, and says, but not insofar as it affects other people.
Oh, says Shev Shmaitzah, that would be the same thing also in the halachos of Yakir. Things that affect this son, him getting Yerusha, I could do that. I'm the dayan of the son, so in that case, I can affect him. But in the case of whether this woman is chayv chalitza or not, is this the halachos of the son? This is only the halachos of the mother. Can she now get married or not? When a woman's husband dies and she has no children from this husband, so now there's a question whether she has to have chalitza. This is all in her halachos. Says Shev Shmaitza, same thing as Shevdech Shechdech Nisura applies only to my own halachos and it doesn't affect others. So also here, Yakir will only affect the child, but it won't affect other people. The halacha of chalitza affects other people, so there's no mamanus.
But the Yerusha and the Chalal things also affect other people.
Hold your horses. Hold your horses. Very good. I think that will be Reb Shimon in another moment. And in the moment, another 20 minutes, B'zal Hashem. But very good. Very good. So again, so Shev Shmaitza. I'll explain to you this halacha in the Rambam. Why is it that we believe the son? Why is it that this is the son in terms of Yerusha, but not the son in terms of chalitza for the mother? Because Yakir is like Shavnav Shechadir Deisura, and I can believe other people, and that will also create the halachos of Yakir, and that affects only the person himself. So concerning the son, it affects him, and he will get indeed Yerusha. But in terms of chalitza, this is the halachos not of the son. This is the halachos of the mother. I cannot say anything that will influence the mother, and that's why she will have to have chalitza. Okay, is the Rambam clear with this idea? He says I can also explain the Rimigash. So what is moideh? When we say that the Eino moideh is, yes, we're together, but I don't know if this is my son, so what is moideh? How do you know that this is indeed your son? Because you believe her. And moideh means that you believe her, so now you're actually using the halacha of Yakir, that yes, we're together, and I believe this woman, that this is my son. So in that case, you have here the halacha of Yakir, because of that, that is enough of a reason to say that this child is okay. Okay? So he asked two questions. Question number one was regarding the Rimigash. Rimigash, you're saying that Moide is that I believe that we were together, and as this is for sure my son. How do you know for sure? Answer is, since you believe her, this is Yakir Aladeh Achayrim. You're invoking the halach of Yakir by believing other people, and that's why this is your son, and that's why this is enough. Without you believing, so you have to have Rabban Gamliel. Then we ask the question regarding the Rambam, why do you believe it? Why is this the son regarding Yerusha, not regarding Chalitza? Because Yakir is only concerning yourself and not concerning other people. Okay? This is the Chiddush of the Shev Shemaitza. Now, I want to present you the question of Rav Shach, the Pon of the Rosh Yeshiva, that he says that he has a perfect raya against the Shev Shemaitza. Shev Shemaitza claims that if a father believes somebody else, he could also use here the halacha of Yakir. Yakir al-Dei Achayrim. Says Rav Shach, I disagree. Yakir has to be that you yourself says it on your own and not al-Dei Achayrim. How does he prove that? He gives a gevaldik raya. In Source 11, Ma'ase be'echad sheba lifnei Rabbi Yehuda, ve'amar lo nitgayarti b'ni levin atzmi. Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda, yesh lecha edim? Amar li lav. Yesh lecha banim? Amar lo hen. Amar lo nimanta lifsol atzmecha, ve'yeta nimanta lifsol banecha. A person comes and says, yes, I'm Jewish, but I'll tell you a secret, I'm a Jewish only from yesterday. Because I was actually a goy, and I have children, and I came, and I did a gerus between myself. Actually, sorry, no. I think the halacha is that since your gerus is not good between you and yourself, so that's why he's saying he's a goy. Sorry. He's coming and saying that he's actually halachically not a kosher Jew. So he's asking him, do you have children? He says, yes. Listen, you have neimanus regarding yourself. You don't have neimanus regarding your children. And there's also halacha in the Rambam. You cannot pass on your children. Says Rav Shach, I'm in page 3 in source 13, says the Gevaldik idea. He presents here the entire idea of the Shev Shemaitza, and he brings the Rambam, and the Gemara, this Gemara in the Rambam, and he says, V'kashe, achar shetovel atzmo b'beit din, sheyisrael hu, af lidvarav yufsu lo abanim shelo, sheyit le'achshav din yakir, v'arei omer al abanim shehem akum, v'arei gam achshav omer sheakum hayu, or him, v'yufsu lo abanim medin yakir. I'm skipping now a few more lines, and now in line 6. Ve'im neima kashev shmeitza she'afim yoda mipi acher im somech alav neeman ha'av im kem mekol shekin yoda mipi atzmo she'neeman u'ma megara she'ya mekodem akum sof sof achshav she'itger v'yisrael v'yoda shebnav hem akum ye'en neeman u'mize mera brura ador kashev shmeitza v'vei shmur anal. What is he saying? He says, you cannot say yakir al de'achimim. And he's saying this against both Shev Shemaitza and the Bishmur. Why? Because if a non-Jew, when he's a non-Jew, doesn't have the credibility to speak about anyone saying he's a Jewish or not Jewish, but now that he becomes a Jew and he's seemingly the father of these children, so in that case, he should have Yakir after his Gerus. Person comes and says, I'm a goy, my children are goy. I'm a non-Jew, my children are non-Jewish. Says the Gemara, we can't believe you. You don't have any credibility, you don't have any nemanos. Okay, don't believe me. He's going to the Beis Din, he's going to the mikvah, he becomes a Jew, he comes back and says, you know what I said beforehand? I still believe what I said, that I wasn't a Jew, and also my children weren't Jews. And now you should believe me, because aren't these my son and my children? These are my children. You should believe me, because now they're my children. Even if I didn't have nemanos beforehand, but I believe myself. I said that 2 weeks ago, that these boys are not Jewish. So in that case, I believe myself. So now, I'm Yakir al-Dei Achayrim. Even better, I'm Yakir al-Dei Atzmoy. I'm believing myself. I was non-Jewish 2 weeks ago. My name was, I don't know, some non-Jewish name. And now I became Jewish, and then I became Avraham. So in that case, Avraham believes Stephen, sorry, forgive me, Stephen. In that case, in that case, this is Yakir al-Dei Achayrim. So you see from here, Christopher Christensen, that's always the best. Yeah. Right, Christopher's always the best. So in that case, he says, you see from here, that the Yakir de Acherin doesn't work. What do you say? Forgive me, Steve. I don't know, I'm looking around for...
Even if I was Christopher Christensen, you can't believe me.
I can't believe you for your name, that's right. No, anyone? I think this is a very nice Ryan. He says again, Now you cannot have the halacha of Yekel De'acherim because even he can't believe himself, his old self, as a non-Jew, to say that these boys are not Jewish. Nowadays, Jewish, he should have the right to say Yakir. So even if it's not Yakir on his own, at least it'll be Yakir De'acherim from Christopher Christensen. I believe Christopher Christensen. Why isn't this Yakir De'acherim? So there are two ways to reject the Rav Shach. Yeah, what do you want to say?
No, is it really Al Yedei Acherim?
It's even better, says Rav Shach. It's Al Yedei Atzmi. Beyond this, it's not me, right? It was Christopher and now it's Avraham. But Metzius, this is me. I mean, this is even much better. So is it in fact much better? So actually, there are two ways to reject this Raya of Rav Shach. So first of all, in the Sefer Shev Shmaitza with the commentary of Rav Chadish Shmaitza, written by Rav Chaim Shmuel Lapian, I think this is the son of the famous Mashgiach Rav Eli Lapian. So he wrote a long commentary about the Shev Shmaitza called Rav Chadish Shmaitza, and he wrote to Rav Shach, and he wanted, it's a very, very long essay what he writes there, and Rav Shach responded to him. So he's actually bringing the words of Rav Shach responding to him. So he says, "V'dacha kvot Torato sheshani meim omer mepi acher mebeni omer mashaya bet shaya akum." So he wants to say what you're saying, Rav Jared. That's different. That when a person is saying Christopher Christensen said, and Christopher Christensen is actually me, is worse than the case that he's saying, "I believe Reuven, I believe Shimon, I believe Mrs. Friedman." And in those cases, it's worse. I didn't bring it here, unfortunately. But more or less, the reason is because since you're actually repeating your own words, so in that case, it's similar to the idea of Avid Inish Lachzuki B'Diburi. A person will usually be machzik his own words, and he won't change the words that he said. So since he said it once, he will repeat it again. So he says to Rav Shach, this is actually, you're saying Kal V'Chomer. If I don't believe myself, so I can't do Yakir by believing other people? No, believing yourself is worse. Because believing yourself is that you said something in a time that you were not kosher to say anything at all. And now you have this natural inclination to carry on saying what you said. And in that case, we cannot believe you. So that's what he wants to say to Rav Shach. He says that, first of all, I think there's a chiluk between believing yourself and believing other people. And that's why Yakir De'acherim will be good. Yakir De'atzmo, when he's a goy, is worse. Says Rav Shach, I don't think this is such a great chiluk. Lidati einu nireh lechalek. Dim yesh yakir afilu ma she'acher amar lo, ma chisaron she'ma she'am mekodem akum. Sof sof omer she'tahu she'ben avim akum. Uma echpat la ma she'adah emet she'ya akum. So it says, I don't accept this. There's no difference. It's a different person. And there shouldn't be any difference. Okay, fine. But then Rav Shach says, but if I'll be intellectually honest with you, there is actually a chiluk between my raya and what the Shev Shmaitz is talking about. And he says, "Ava beemet beofen acher efshar lidchot ra'yati. De'arei achar shenitgayer im ken ein lo yichus im abanim ve'enam nechshavim lebanav shuv nechshav banav shuv ein eman lomar aleim shem akum she'en odin nevnu sheyakir al banim ve'yesh la'yen b'zeh." Says Rav Shach, "I'll tell you what. If you want to come and reject me this way. Use this route." Once this person comes with his sons, saying that we're all not Jewish. We believe you, we don't believe you regarding your children. He has to go through a conversion process. Now that he's converted, are these his children? Biologically, yes. Halachically, no. Ger shenisgayer kekotel shenol adamim. So in that case, halachically, you're not the father. So if you're halachically not the father, you could also cannot use the halacha of... You can't use the halacha of Yakir, because halachically, you're not the father. Yakir is a special halacha only for halachic fathers, and not for biological fathers.
Remind me what the reason was that when he was Christopher Christensen, we didn't believe him?
Because... He has no nemanus. He has no one to say that he's a non-Jew. A non-Jew has no Yakir. Yakir is only for Jewish daddies. Yeah? Okay. So now that this actually brings up the question, does Yakir work only with halachic parents or also with biological parents? And I heard a great shiur from a rabbi from Maybrook, from Mordechai Bunim Zilberberg. He gives great Shev Shemaitse shiurim. I already used to hear him as a shibbocher, and hearing him again was very, very nice. And he says, this is actually Machlokas Sma, and Rabbi Akiva Iger, does Yakir apply when the father in Lamdis is not the father, although he is the biological father? Where does this come up? This comes up with Choshev Mishpat Reish Ayin Tet, Seif Gimel. A person says as follows, Ha'amel Zebni. This person, we have no idea if he has children or not, but he comes and says, this young boy is my father, is my son. Hamel Zebni. V'chazar v'amar avdihu. Now he says, this boy is actually has the halakhic status of an eved. Einu neman. He has no nemanus. As the Sma explains in Surah 16, Einu neman ma'shevar she'avdi, she'me avdol ha'akorol mitchila ha'bno. You can't say that this boy is actually an eved, because in that case, you wouldn't call it beforehand bni. I think when he's saying also he's an eved, he's also saying he's not my son. That's why we don't believe you. But then there's a following case in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch says Hayavar Bet Meches. He has to go through the borders, and he tells the people there at the borders, Amar Bni Uze veChazachir veAmar Avdihu Neeman Shelo Amar Bni Ela LaAvrach Meches. Why did he say that he's my son? Because he just wanted to pass the borders, but really he's not his son. And he has in that case, we believe him that this guy is an eved. Says the Sma, Ayin Prisha in Source 16, Sham Ketavti Dehai Bavu Abet Ameches Shneimar Lomar Shu Avdo Haynu Davka Shomer Shu Bno VeNolad Lomar Shivcha VeHareu Eved Dim Lo Ken Kol Shino Bno Nomar LeFesob Eved. I can't go to a random person and say, Reuven, you're a slave. You have a lot of status of a slave. Excuse me, you can't do that. A person cannot go and start taking away the yichus of other people. Why do we believe this person? He says, yes, indeed, this is my son. And I had relations with my shivcha. So this is my son, but he has the status of an eved because he's the son of a shivcha. And he says, son, that's why this person actually has the right to say that this is an eved, only because of Yakir. Only because this is, in fact, his son. Only because of that, he can say that the status of the son is in Eved. But says Rabbi Akiva Iger in Source 17 in the Hashbatos on the page, he says, Kasheli de Mabekach, Domer Avdi, Shebati ala Shivcha, Mekomakom Kivandi Fit Varav, Ino Beno, De Havlada Kemota, Shuv Lademo Klal, in Anafislo Beved. Ask Rabbi Akiva Iger, excuse me, but if indeed we're going to believe you, that you had relations with this Shivcha, and this is the son from these relations, halachically, the yichus of the son is determined, not according to you, but rather according to the Shivcha, right? And if he's the son of the Shivcha, not your son, so in that case, he's no longer your son, you cannot use the halacha of Yakir. So according to the Sma, he says, he said, in terms of yichus, you're right. He gets the yichus of the shivcha. He's miyuchus achra shivcha, and he's not my son halachically, but he is my son biologically. And so the Sva, he says he's my son biologically, so I have the right to say that yakir. But Rav Kivi Eger says, no, you have to have the yichus also. You also have to be a halachic son, and since he's not your halachic son, so that case of Monoshoch, you have no yakir whatsoever, and this entire case says, but Tzichyun, I have no idea how to explain this entire case to begin with. So, the Hava Mina and the Maskana of Rav Shach is actually a Sma and Rav Kivigur. Rav Shach wanted to say, in the Avi Ezri, in Source 13, he wanted to say that there's supposed to be Yakir once he's not Megayir, because biologically, these are his children. And we should have said that he has here Yakir, because biologically, these are his children. This is the approach of the Sma, that since biologically, this is your children, so make you see how the halacha of Yakir. But his maskana, the way that he rejects himself in the commentary of the Rav Chadash Meitz in Source 14, so he's saying, like Rabbi Akiva Iger, he's saying, listen, but since halachically, I'm saying that Gersh, he's got kakotot shenul adami, halachically, these are not my children, so although they are my biological children, I no longer have yakir, and that's why, I won't be good, because there's no yakir in that case, and that's why Mimeshar Shmeitzah is right. Okay? Geschmack. Beautiful. Okay, so this is the Mahalach of Rav Shach. In this case, why he disagreed with the Shmeitzer, and why in the end maybe he is agreeing. There's another beautiful kasha on the Shev Shmeitzer. This is a kasha that I heard from Rav Mordechai Bunim Zilberberg in the Shev Shmeitzer shir that I told you about. He actually has four series of Shev Shmeitzer. So This he actually brings in the last shir that he brings of, yes, on the on the third series of Shem Shmaitzeh, he brings this kashya. He says, beautiful kashya on the Shem Shmaitzeh. Again, Shem Shmaitzeh says that there's yakir al de achirim. That a person could believe somebody else, and that already gives the father the right to determine halachos regarding this child. The Gemara in Chulin, very famous Gemara, is trying to find a source where, how do we know that we go according to Rav? Rav. Says the Gemara in source 18, that we go according to the majority, according to Rav. Says the Gemara, there's an explicit pasuk. There's a pasuk that go according to majority. What is the kashya? Answers the Gemara, no. You're right. Ruba de ita kaman, tetchanuyot, sanhedrin, lokem ba'elan. Ki kem ba'elan, ruba de ita kaman. You're right. Ruba de ita kaman, when we have the Rav in front of us, I agree. We have a pasuk, achay rabim la'atot, you have a majority of basin, go according to the majority of the basin, that is indeed an exquisite pasuk. But what about ruba de leisa kaman? Things which are in nature, that we go according to those things, as we go according to statistics. Not necessarily things which are in front of us. What is the source for that? So the Gemara gives us a lot of rayas here, rayas there. I think the conclusion of the Gemara is, Rav Mari Amar, Atia Mimake Aviv Ve'imoy. There is a halacha, if a child hits his parents, this child deserves the capital punishment, and he will be killed. Says the Gemara, V'leichushdim alav avivu. This son comes, so I know that indeed this is the son of the mother, because he came out of the mother, but how do we know that this is indeed the son of the father? And if he hits the father, how do we know that this is the father, that because of that, he will be chayev? Says the Gemara, El alav, mishugazim betaruba, verov binot acharabal. But since we have this general rov, this statistical ruba delisa kaman, that the majority of the be'ilos are from the father, so in that case, most chances are this is the father. And because of this ruba delisa kaman, if the child hits the father, he will be chayav misa. Asks Reb Mordechai Burim Zilberberg Shlita. He's a rov in Shikunei and Bnei Brak, and he says, according to Shem Shmaitzeh, you can say it even without ruba delisa kaman. How do we know that this is a son? Yakir! And Yakir, the Acherim. The father comes, his wife tells him, you know, this is our son. I believe you. Why should I think differently? I believe you. Yakir, this is my son, halachically. Why do we need the halach of Rav to say this is my son? If indeed you have Yakir, the Acherim, believe the wife, and this will be your son. Gevald Kasha. No? Any ideas? Has to be an idea.
No. You can't make something that's cause him to have misa.
Oh, very good. Very good.
Or maybe there's some mechanism that's
not. Okay. So very good. I don't remember if you were here at my Shavya Nafshe Chaticha de Surashir. So indeed, we brought in the Shavya Nafshe Chaticha de Surashir that according to some poskim, it's not completely sure. There is no misa in Shavya Nafshe Chaticha de Surah. The person says, Biti mekudeshet lezeh. So, and then she was with somebody else. So I think the halacha is that we don't kill her, because regarding misa matters, there is no shat nafshe chaticha de surah. Okay. I think that was the example. But it's a machlokas. It's a machlokas whether we have misa with shat nafshe chaticha de surah. And here you're saying that we actually want to use yakir to kill the son, so that's why it doesn't work. That's the answer of Rav Steinman. He went to Rav Steinman, Zechar Tzadik Livracha, and he asked him this question. That was his first immediate question, answer, that there's no yakir for misa purposes. Okay, very nice. He gives another answer that he said that he heard from Roberto Pravarsky, the current Panovich Rosh Yeshiva, and he says the following idea. I think I understood it this way, so I think this is what he means. The entire halacha of yakir, the more I think about it, I think it actually makes less sense. But he says the entire halacha of yakir comes once we have this assumption that this is the father. Once you have an assumption to say that this person is the father, so now we could say yakir. Only after we have the halacha of Rav Be'ilos Acharabal, which will determine him as a father in a certain way, only now we could use yakir. So he says, he can't say that this is my son, and he says that will kill him, because wait a second, who says this is your son? Rav Be'ilos Acharabal. Only now we can have the yakir. So he says that the first step has to be and we have Rabbi Yosef HaRabal, and this will be the father. Now that I think about it, it doesn't make a lot of sense, because I could go to just a random boy saying, who's your daddy? I'm your daddy. In that case, you will have Yerusha. It's Machlokas.
Is it the Rush?
Only when Yuchzak B'no.
What's what?
Only when Yuchzak B'no.
Yeah.
Yeah, Shesh Rassel says this further on. He says, that's why the Rambam, but the Rambam says differently. Yeah. And he's explaining according to the Rambam.
Right.
So that's why he actually says, it's not going so well for me. I'm not hopping it. Anyways, he says that the halakha of Yaakov starts only when we actually assume the person is the father. We can assume the person is the father only because of the Rav. Only then, you had the halakha of Yaakov. So that's why the Gemara couldn't say Yaakov. First of all, the first step will be, this is the father. How do we know fatherhood in general? Because of Rabbi Yosef HaRabal.
Yaakov really, like...
But Yaakov, I think, according to Rambam, mm-hmm. Yaakov works also when it's not Yosef.
He didn't mention anything about that.
Who?
Nothing.
No, the Shmaitzer carries on and says that there's Bechodesh Raman and Rosh, the Bechodesh Rishonim, do we say Yakir in the case when the child is not Muchzak Kibno?
Right.
So Rambam says even when it's not Yuchzak Kibno, you have Yakir. So in that case, I'm not really sure how this works. Maybe I didn't understand it properly.
If Reuben can walk up to Shmuel and say, Yakir, you're my son, and it's fully.
According to the Rambam, for Yerusha, for sure it will work. I don't think you can say that he's a mamzer. I mean, for Yerusha, I'm sure it will work. I wonder, of course, the Ram can say, you're my son, you're a mamzer. Oh, I don't think so.
Why are you so sure for
Yerusha? Because the Shmaitzer says it explicitly, that the Rambam says...
But he says,
it's not only him. I think it's also Shulchan Aruch says it even without Yuchzak B'no. Where does Shulchan Aruch in Reish Ein Zayin? That happens in the source, you don't remember. Shulchan Aruch in Reish Ein Zayin says, maybe it's in the source of page 1. Yeah. In source 6. Aviv Leolam. Afil Mara Ava Misha Yuchzak B'no Klal B'ni Hu B'chori. Someone is not even Yuchzak B'no. He can say that. So not really sure how this actually works with the Gemara here. Okay, so let's just say this is a very nice kashya, the kashya of the Mordechai Bunim Zilberberg, and I think that Rav Ander's answer will be the most easiest answer to say that the same thing that we said regarding Shavya, that there's no misa in Shavya, also regarding Yakir, there's no misa in Yakir. I think that would be the best and easiest way to get away from this kashya. Okay.
Did you say before that it's not like this about misa? There actually is somebody who holds.
Yeah. If for 30 days this is ready, the chazaka, so yes, once we have this chazaka, we're going to kill this person. Yeah. Yeah. Let's carry on. So we said two things. We said, first of all, that chiddush number one in the Shmaitz is the yakir is also al diachirim. Now that the second halacha was that Yaakir could only influence the halacha of the son, but can't influence the halacha of others. And this is what Rav Trishiner said beforehand. So so Shimon Shkop in source 19, he has a kashya on the Shem Shmaitzer, and he says, no, we do see in certain places that the halacha of the son influences others. Kashet tuva. Mehad the pesach of source 19, the pesach of Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, Evin Ezer, haomer bni ze mamzer, so father says about his son, this son is a mamzer, so this son can actually marry a mamzer. Wait a second. He can marry a mamzeris. The female mamzeris is also prohibited from getting married to kosher Jews. So he's actually doing some kind of a lacha, which allows this mamzeris to get married. So you're actually saying something, which influences others as well. Let's also say, even beyond that, what Rav Tuchin said, in the case of Yerusha, you're actually saying, this is my firstborn, and because of that, he's getting a double portion more than anyone else. Wait a second, you're also influencing other people with their Yerusha. So how does this possibly work? That's the kasha of Rav Shimon. So Rav Shimon wants to say a nice idea, and I think it's MS. He says that it's beyond the father can determine. Actually, it's actually similar. When we learn Shadash Shechtir Disura, I don't remember if I brought it, there is a concept saying, Shavya Anaf Shechatich Disura, that I can now make my own Yisurim for myself. There's also a concept, Shavya Anaf Shechatich Disura. A person can determine his own personal status. He says, when the father has a right regarding the son, it's not only regarding the halachas surrounding the son, it also regards the halacha of the son. As Reb Shimon Shkob says, he also has, he has an emanus. He can also decide what the son is. She's not only saying that you as a son deserve Yerusha here, Yerusha there, and a bunch of things. What are you? You are a Bechol. And that is, since I have the right to say that you are a Bechol, and, or the Havdil, the person can say to his son that he's a Mamzer, so he has the right to say the halachos regarding the quality of the son. And because of that, halacha, he says, okay, you are Bechol, you deserve too. You are a Mamzer, so in that case, you have the status of a Mamzer also for the rest of the world. Because I have Nemanus regarding you. And because of that, also a Mamzeres could marry this son. Why don't we say that the mother is Pasul Kehuna and all those things? Because again, he has the most only regarding the mitzvahs about the quality of the son. But we don't really care about the story. He has none of the most to say that your mother did this and did that, and that's what your mom's for. No, he has none of the most for that. He has the most only to determine his mitzvahs, his status, but not the entire story behind it, and that's why his mother won't be influenced, affected by it. She won't be a zona naki, she won't be a psula kehuna, and that's why also she will not get, she won't be patra from yibum. So again, he has the right to discuss the status of the son, and that may indeed influence other people. That is Reb Shimon. The Binyan Tzion seems to say the opposite of Reb Shimon, because the Shem Shmaitza asks a question on himself, and the Binyan Tzion gives an answer that is for sure not like Reb Shimon. Shem Shmaitza asks on himself, in source 20, there is a Rambam. Actually, look at the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is better, in my opinion, because it's better. In the footnote number 2, it says Shulchan Aruch, Pnuya shenita bara v'yalda. Ve'afilu im omeret shel ploni hu, ven mekrim ploni shu mamzer, ein ze avlad el hasafek. Afilu im omoide ato ploni shenivla lo. A woman is a Pnuya, and she says she had relations with Ploni. Ploni is a famous mamzer in the community. He even has a sticker at Kastro. He's a well-known mamzer, and he says, yes, you're right, we actually were together. And nevertheless, he says that, he's moida, the child is not a mamzer, he's a safek. Okay? The child is a safek. Says the Shev Shmaitz in source 20, wait a second, if he's moida, this actually goes well with our sugya, yeah, he's moida. So in that case, the child should be mamzer vaday, because he says yes in minoy, yes it's my son. So he says maybe he says yes we're together, but I don't believe her that this is my son. Okay, I don't believe her, and because of that, we cannot passel the child. That's the answer. Sheshmaitz, it's not the best answer in the world. Okay, but seemingly it should have been said, I believe her, and this child is a mamzer. And in that case, this child is not a suffolk mamzer; he's a vaday mamzer. Why is the Rambam saying he's only a Suffolk Mamzer? Shmaitzi gives a bit of a balabatish answer, saying he's not really believing her, but he only admits that they actually were together. And that's why he's a Suffolk. Says the BNC on, why, Shev Shmaitzi, I love you. You have a great Chiddush. Why are you backing out? You could carry on saying your Chiddush. Say that indeed this father believes that this is his son. He believes her that this is the only son that she has from him. But why he's only a Suffolk mamzer? Because if we're going to determine that he's a mamzer, he can marry a mamzeres. And Yakir only influences the son and not other people. That's what he wants to say as an answer. That he only influences the son, not other people. If we're going to believe that this is indeed a mamzer, this son could actually marry other people. So he seems to explicitly think different than Reb Shimon. Because if indeed Reb Shimon was right, so he would say, no, because if he has nemanus on the status of the son, Amamzeres actually could marry him, and in that case, there's no problem. So that's why we have to keep the answer of the Shev Shmaitza. Is this clear? The Malach a bit? Reb Shimon wants to say that the father has a nemanus on the status of the son. Shem Shmaitza asks himself in own Kasha, if the father could believe other people, why is it when this woman says that this is your son and he's a bastard, he's a mamzer, bastard, he's a mamzer, so why is it that he's not a mamzer? So says Shem Shmaitza, why isn't he a mamzer? He says it's his. Says Shem Shmaitza, maybe he doesn't believe her that this is indeed her son. Said the Ansion, believe her, but he cannot be a full mamzer because in that case he'll be allowed to be with a mamzeris. But according to Reb Shimon, it's not true, because he actually does have the right, the credibility, to say that he's a mamzer, and he will be allowed to be with the mamzeris. Okay.
This would make it seem like Reb Shimon Shkapin, I don't want to say he's right, but like...
This was show that his shot in the Shem Shmaitza goes together better with Reb Shimon. And that's why he didn't see the answer, or the Bidinsia. Okay, one last issue here in the Shem Shmaitza. So I'm in page 5 in source 23. So first of all, again, the Rush had a kashya on the Rambam. Why do you have this palginan? Why do we say that you have Yakir? Why do you say that he has nemonus regarding the Yerusha and not regarding the Chalitza? So his answer, the Shem Shmaitza, was because we have your Yakir. And Yakir only influences the child and not other people and not the mother. So he says that I rushed the time. Why the Rush didn't accept this idea in the Rambam? Because he says that you can't have here any Yakir at all. Because Rambam says that you have Yakir even when it's not Muchzak Ibno. So that's why we could have here the halacha of Yakir, which only affects the son, not the mother. But the Rosh says it can't be Yakir because there is no Chazaka that this is a son. Since it's not Muchzak Ibno, so there is no Yakir. So it says the Shem Shmaitza, the Rosh goes according to his Shita, that he says the Yakir only helps when Muchzak Ibno. In this case, there is no Chazaka that this is a child. So in that case, there is no Yakir whatsoever. And that's why we should believe to anything, or we should believe to everything. That is the Shem Shemaitza. And he also says to you, look at the Ktsois, Resh Ayin Zayin, Siv Katan Aleph, which honestly is surprising, because if you look there, the Rosh agrees with the Rambam. That even with not Mokhzak Ibn, there is Yakir. So that's why it's a bit weird that he actually sends you to the Ktsois, because that's actually a steer to his own words. Okay, and one final item. So again, we opened the Gemara today saying that this couple, Arus Arus, also comes to the rabbi. She's pregnant. What should we do? Says Arus, I believe her. This is my son. And says the Gemara, Chada ve'oid, Chada kemoide, ve'oid, Allah ke Rabban Gamliel. Shev Shmaitza says, the Rishonim wanted to say the ve'od, Allah ke Rabban Gamliel, maybe in the time that he's not moide. Says Shev Shmaitza, maybe actually the Gemara is telling us two things. Chada ve'oid is chada. Why do we believe? Why is the son kosher? And ve'oid is why is the wife kosher? We have to have both things. Chada kemoide. One thing that he believes he's moide. This is my son. And ve'oid halacha kebab gamliel. He says, I'll tell you why. Because when he's moide and he believes his wife, says Shem Shmaitza, why do we believe? Why is this actually working? This thing. It works because of the halacha of Yakir. And the halacha of Yakir affects who? Only the son. So in that case, he, believing his wife, might say that the son is kosher. But maybe this woman indeed was with somebody else. And Rav psul in the tzah. And maybe indeed someone from the Rav was with her. And that's why she's actually puzzled to her husband. The son will be kosher because he has Yakir. But that only affects the son. It shouldn't affect the woman. She should be a zona halachically. Says the Shem Shmaitza, maybe the ve'od is for what? Not for the son, for the mother. We have to have chada kemoide and ve'od kabban gamliel to say that both of them are kosher. The son is kosher ki kemoide because of Yakir. Yakir doesn't help though with the mother. So we have to have ve'od kabban gamliel. Why? For the mother to be kosher. In that case, it's not like the Rishonim who say the ve'oid is if the father's not here or he doesn't believe. No, chada ve'oid is one reason why the son is kosher and one reason why the mother is kosher. The son is kosher because of Yakir, but the mother is kosher because of Rabban Gamliel. And this is beautiful. Okay, although we have 1 minute left, we'll finish it for today. Shkoyech.
Announced for Thursday.
Thursday, 11:30, Bizl Hashem. It's going to be half a shear of a bit of a Indian idioma, and half of it will be Chomer LeDrush.
The closing shear of Bizman. There's no shear next Friday.